reason that we see this changing going forward is because by so many global investors particularly, there is a belief in the fundamental long-term demand for grain, despite where the volatility may be. And there is that patient capital. They are looking at long-term returns for their investment. Secondly, also, the long-term investors know that Australian grains will be used globally, not just for food, but for feed into growing dairy production and growing animal protein production.
If that injection of capital arrives on the local scene, how do you see that changing the game for local farmers?
The opportunity and the challenge is there for farmers to take advantage of this, whether to create new partnerships, new joint ventures and new investments into their operations, to be able to work with these capital providers to increase the use of technology, their efficiency, to consolidate their operations. And those of us who've been in farming for decades all know that operations continue to consolidate and have been doing so for decades, that the operators who are enthusiastic and are keen to stay long-term in the industry are continuing to build those operations. So it really does mean an absolute benefit. The other interesting one that will come out flows beyond agriculture for the rural services companies, for other entities down the supply chain as well. As they work with growing operators and create partnerships with them, there is the opportunity right across the board to capture value. So that capital coming in increases productivity, increases the opportunities for those who are staying long-term in the industry, and really builds up the output and the value going forward.
The projections in the GrainsMuster report peg the values of wheat production to rise from anywhere between $1.4 billion and $9.2 billion in export value. The key drivers behind that growth, are they things that we have been hearing recently in the past, the growth of demand from China and Asia?
What we set out to do is build a base case scenario, a moderate one, and an aggressive one. So yes, definitely, they are about those demands, but they go deeper than that. It's about particularly the demand for feed as well, going into the dairy complex and going into the animal protein complex. And therefore, that those feed drivers are going to be both domestic in terms of where the Australian dairy sector goes, and you're looking potentially at an Australian dairy sector which moves from around 9 billion litres of production up to around 15 billion litres potentially by, say, 2030. You're looking at Australian feedlots as well, and then you're looking at dairies and feedlots offshore where the feed need may be. And so if you build in all those other areas of demand, and where Australian grain may be needed, not just wheat, but barley, sorghum and other grains as well, that's when you can then base some of your forecasts and some of your scenarios and therefore what the value in exports and domestic production may be.
Australian farmers are already extremely efficient and they're making the most of relatively poor soils compared to their international competitors. So how much does our landscape, the volatile weather and growing conditions put a ceiling on growth for the industry?
Always an absolutely pivotal question. What is the peak amount of grain that we can produce? And that is a question that in many ways comes back to where will the next steps in terms of technology be, in terms of whether it's seed technology, production technology, particularly in what we're seeing in terms of utilising data and other technologies for more efficiencies with fertiliser, with weed control, etc. So there is absolutely room for growth there, and water usage obviously on top of that as well, and management techniques. So there is room for definitely Australian grain production to grow above what it is now, as there is with beef, as there is with dairy as well. There will be a limit. Do we look in this report at setting where that limit will be? Not at the moment, but it's certainly not finite. But we certainly have absolutely room for that space to grow. The other important point to add there too, and Australian farmers are doing this very much at the moment, is it's not just in terms of the overall volume of production that we continue to increase, but it's the specialisation in particular grains for particular markets and particular clients, and it's also in changing between varietals as well, depending on where our advantage may be over a number of our competitors.